everybody. My name is Jonathan Rogers, and this is my brand new podcast called Progress Not Perfection. It was just a thought I had earlier today about it'd be kind of cool if I started a podcast just because something that I could do while I'm on the road where I can still pay attention to my driving, but be able to kind of put my thoughts down in a recording. So a little bit about me. I have a beautiful wife and two boys. We live in Woodstock, Georgia. It's a little bit northwest of Atlanta. I guess it's not really quite northwest. It's more straight, directly north, depending how you look at it. The phrase "progress, not perfection" actually is a family motto. We adopted the family motto a little while ago while listening to an audiobook called Better Than Before. And she actually, in the book, uses the phrase very briefly. And it's made a big difference in our lives because so often in our lives, we try to reach perfection. We're taught in church to, try to become like our Heavenly Father and our Savior Jesus Christ and try to be like them. But more often than not, we never really reach that potential in this life. And that could be really discouraging for people. It's discouraging when there's just so many difficulties that we have to face day in and day out. And some things you have control over and some things you don't have control over. And so when my wife and I heard this phrase, it made a big difference to us. It reminded us that even if we're making small incremental change, that change can make a big impact in our lives and we can make great progress. So progress, not perfection. Ultimately, we know our Heavenly Father wants us to become like Him. And because we cannot achieve perfection in this life, the main thing He wants us to do is progress, to constantly be better tomorrow than we are today and be better today than we were yesterday. And as long as we have that mindset, it makes a big difference. So I didn't really fully introduce myself. I realized listening back in the recording. So I have lived in Georgia most of my life. I traveled a lot in my youth. I was born in Boise, Idaho, and my family moved down here when I was very young. I am the youngest of seven siblings. So when we moved down to Georgia, I was with my older sisters. And Like I said, I've lived here for the majority of my life, pretty much starting in middle school on is where I was pretty consistent staying here. Graduated from Kennesaw Mountain High School and went to Kennesaw State University for college, getting a degree in biotechnology. Thought I was going to be a cytogeneticist for the rest of my life and focus on science, which I do love science and I miss it. But ended up actually switching careers entirely over to IT consulting with Booz Allen Hamilton, which is where I am currently employed. And it's been a real blessing in my life to work for this company and to meet the people that I've met and to gain the experience that I've gained. So also, and this is my introduction podcast, I'm not expecting this to be pristine. In fact, it would actually do the podcast an injustice if I tried to make this first introductory podcast perfect in every single way to share it and meet everyone's expectations of what a perfect podcast would sound like, because again, this podcast will be called Progress Not Perfection. So anyway, with that in mind, I also realized that this app, apparently you have to hold down the button to record, and I don't think it's recording through my headphones, which is really a bummer. But ultimately, I can deal with that. So, progress and not perfection. What are some areas, from an introduction standpoint, that this phrase has made a difference in our lives? So, this has made a difference in my wife's and my life in different ways. One would be that whenever we have something we need to get done around the house, I know that's a big issue for a lot of people. think about all the chores that you have to get done. You always have a long laundry list of things that you have to do. The garage needs to be cleaned. The attic needs to be organized. Oh, the dishes got to be done. You need to read that book you've been wanting to read. You need to update the budget. You need to, and there's just, the laundry list goes on and on. Oh, laundry. Speaking of laundry. Laundry needs to be done. You have all these things that you need to do, but you have only so much time to be able to do it. And more often than not, people that try to get everything done at one time will become, you'll become very frustrated, you know, if you try to make everything right and perfect just the way it is. And so progress, not perfection, means that, okay, I didn't get everything done, but I made a dent. Or I got everything done, but I didn't get it done exactly the way that I would have liked it to be done. And so when you decide in your mind to shoot for progress and not perfection, then you can get past a lot of that stress and frustration. One tool that I've used to follow this phrase is 15 minutes. Pretty much you can do anything you want to do in 15 minutes. And my wife likes to follow the 1 minute rule. You can do anything in 1 minute. If you can do it in 1 minute, get it done. And so, you know, sometimes it's just a matter of going, you know what? The garage is not going to be clean, but if I spend 15 minutes on it, guess what? You're probably going to spend a little bit more than 15 minutes on it, but then you've made progress, right? Other tools that we've used in the past is also setting a, you know, I say 15 minutes, but that includes setting a timer. You know, time boxing things to get them done makes a big difference as well. So that's kind of the idea of this channel, is to talk about different tools and methods that people have used, that I've used, to shoot for progress in their lives and make a dent in the things that they do. I have no idea if I'm actually going to get other people on this podcast, but the app allows you to invite people and to hear their thoughts, and I would love to have people on here. And you know what? To be honest, I'm what's called an opener. Back to that book that I talked about earlier called Better Than Before. I'm an opener. I like starting new things and having fresh ideas and constantly coming up with these new, inventive, great ways of accomplishing things. So this is probably just another one of those bucket list items, but you know what? At least I'm doing it. At least I'm giving it a shot. So my goal of this podcast is that if anyone listens to it, they go, you know what? I can make progress in my life. I can find more peace in my life by making small changes every single day to the point that, you know, I'm becoming the kind of person that I want to become, or I'm achieving the goals that I want to achieve. And ultimately, if I could make the difference in just a few people's lives, then by golly, I think that's a success for me. So just off the top of my head, some different topics that I might talk about on here may relate to budgeting, time management, work-life balance, children, church, callings, just whatever's going on in life. You know, whatever comes to the top of my head. I have about a 45 to an hour long commute every morning. So if I can squeeze in, you know, 10 minutes of just talking about what's on my mind and putting it out there, I'd love to hear your thoughts, your comments. If any of you guys would love to jump on this podcast and have a voice and kind of share your thoughts or opinions, that's kind of what it's about. Whatever we can do to help other people, and love to know what you think. Again, this podcast is called Progress, Not Perfection. I'm not going to shoot for the best podcast, but I do want it to be enjoyable and a worthwhile listen for those who are crazy enough to take the time to listen to me for 5 to 10 minutes of their day. And either way, I hope it makes a difference. So I'm Jonathan, and I will see you guys next time.